call is recorded.
Thank you for calling Economy Roofing and Restoration. How may I assist you?
Hello, is this Tina?
This is Carly, one of the receptionists. Or are you trying to speak with Tina?
Yes, I'm either looking to speak with Tina or with Thomas. My name is Amy Nelson. I'm with Local Splash, their current marketing team.
It's Local Splash. Oh, you're our current marketing team?
Correct.
Okay, let me go ahead and confirm a few details really quickly, and I'll see if I can get a hold of either or for you. I do have your name spelled as A-M-Y-N-E-L-S-O-N.
A-M-I-E-N-E-L-S-O-N. Thank you for asking.
My apologies. I'm sorry, one moment, please.
Yeah, no worries. People rarely ask.
That being said, I do have your phone number shown here at 443-720-6887. Is that correct?
No. So, you can call back in on that line, but you'll just get a random agent on the sales floor. I can give you my direct extension.
Oh, yes, please. What would be the extension?
The exact extension is 224, but they're going to want to call 877-635-6225.
So 877-635-6255?
6225.
Oh, 6225? 6225. Okay. And then your email address?
Oh, anelson@localsplash.com.
Oh, I'm so sorry. It broke up right in the middle of that. Could you repeat that, please? I apologize.
Sure. It's okay. anelson@localsplash.com.
@localsplash.com. And so all that's spelled is A-N-E-L-S-O-N at L-O-K, or C-A-L, S-P-L-A-S-H.com?
Correct. So I'm just calling to review a possible upgrade opportunity for their account that they may be interested in. I do have a cell phone number here or a separate number for Tina. Would it be smart for me to call that number or...
Let me see if I can get a hold of either of them right now for you. Allow me one moment, please.
Sure.
location. So yes, it looks like I couldn't get a hold of them, but I'll let them know in the message that you do have a separate number for Tina that you are going to call, but I will still send this message regardless.
Awesome. I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Have a great day.
You too. Bye now.